Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Happy Monday, Roy.
Happy Monday, Alex.
So, to finish the conversation,
sure.
I don't know why people don't say oop.
Oop? It's just oops, oop. Plural.
No, not oops, huh? Oop.
Oop.
Out of pocket.
Oh.
Like, why don't people just say, oop, oh, you made an oop. It's like an out-of-pocket joke. Yeah, you're oop.
You're a huge oop.
Yeah, like, Zach Justice is the epitome of oop.
Because he just does oop stuff.
Yeah.
I thought you meant oops, like, plural oop.
Nope, just oop.
Hmm. All right, today's episode, we're going to try to boggle each other's minds as we both have very amazing facts.
Yeah.
By the end of this podcast, Alex, I want you to be like, wow, Roy, you are so knowledgeable and like the things you know. And I am just very fascinated with your facts.
Okay. I hope the same. I actually looked up things that everyday things that people don't know, but everybody has one or everybody does this and you just don't know.
All right. I'll start.
You got one.
I got one right now. All right. Okay. You know your thumb?
I have two.
Okay.
Believe it.
Just one. You just need one. Okay. All right? So, look, I don't think people understand this fact, but you will now. Everyone's thumb is the same size as their nose.
No.
Go right here from bottom to top. See?
How do I wait?
From the bottom of your thumb to the top of your thumb.
No,
it's the same size.
So I just put it in the crevice right here?
Yeah, right here, right there. Boom.
Okay, mine is definitely longer. Look at that.
Okay, yeah, myth busted, everyone. That's a good way to start.
Was yours
it's good
though?
Mine is the same, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just got really abnormally long fingers and toes. Remember we measured my long toes, three inches?
Yeah.
That's half inch long.
How do you have 3-inch singular toes?
I don't know.
Right?
It is very long, though. It's very skinny, too. I wish it was a little thicker.
Man, I was so excited to tell you that fact. I was like, oh, yes. Mine is it. I just not.
Here's one that I found that I was like, what?
All right, hit me.
How many times do you think you are supposed to use a shower towel before you trade it out with a new one? Not how many days, how many times. So if you shower 2 times a day, that counts as 2.
Like a towel to dry yourself after the shower.
Yes, after you're already clean and you just use a towel to get the clean water off of you.
I'm going to say 1 week, Alex.
How long do you?
1 week.
Yeah, me too.
I change it every week.
Yeah, right? It's supposed to be 2 to 3 times. So if you shower 2 times a day, that means every day and a half you're supposed to get a new towel.
Where do you get these? No, that's not true.
That's not true. Maybe it's because... Like I've been thinking about this for a while. I'm like, yo, 2 to 3 times.
There's no way.
So maybe when you put water on it, it like dries, but like maybe it like gets moldy and bacteria-y while it's like you leave the bathroom, you leave it there. Just a wet towel.
Yes.
That's the only reason I could think of. Otherwise, you're cleaning off clean water. So like, why would you need to trade it out?
I guess because if you think about what goes on in the bathroom, dirt.
Yeah.
If you have a towel next to your toilet, that's fecal matter. True.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. I don't think that's exactly accurate because like
whenever
I take a shower and I haven't changed my towel in a week, that's when it starts smelling like mold, right?
Yeah, in like a week, yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe it starts getting like that, but you don't start smelling it until a week. But it already has mold on it within that time frame.
I'm going to start changing my towels now. You got me. 1 point for you.
Is your towel soaked after you use it? Because you used to have long hair, so I bet it's like just soaked.
No, it's soaked when I don't dry it properly. Like, I don't hang it.
Oh.
Sometimes I, like, hang it
No, I mean right after.
Is it soaked? No, not anymore.
How do you squeegee?
What do you mean, how do I squeegee?
Wait, does everybody not squeegee?
Like, after you shower?
Am I the only one that squeegees?
What do you mean, like, squeegee?
Yeah, before you put the, before you use the towel, how do you get the excess water off? You just shake like a dog?
It depends. Or? Like, I squeegee sometimes, but I just use my towel. I just straight up use my towel now.
Oh, really?
What, do you scrape your hands and your arms like this?
No, I do my chest, and then I shake my hands, and then I like, punch.
Yeah.
Just, like, shake it off. And then I go like this, and then I squeegee. I put my hands on my head, yeah. And I squeegee all the way back to get as much water out of my hair as I can. And then I use the towel.
Oh, I just go straight up towel.
I kick my legs out, too. I just kick them in the air.
What I used to do, I used to use my ding dong, pull it really quick, and then just helicopter. Like dry it like this.
Oh,
and then just dry it. It's like a rope.
I should try that. You know what is interesting?
Mm.
I'm getting to the age where I am noticing my sack is getting stretchy.
Mm.
Like, it's almost like Fantastic Four status.
What do you mean stretchy? Like the... The outer skin?
No, the sack. Like, the gravity has finally been weighing my balls down enough where... Mom, I'm trying to do a podcast.
We have Alex's mother in the podcast room with us today because she wanted to kind of see what... She's laughing.
Why are you laughing?
She said sack. You can't say sack in front of your mother,
Alex.
No,
I didn't say ball sack. I just said sack.
Ball sack.
Well, now, but she might think I'm talking about another sack.
Yes.
When I was young, I was perky, man. I was perky.
Perky.
I was just like taut, like tight. Now it's just...
Your mom is here, Alex.
Now sometimes I'm walking and I trip.
Here's a fun fact. Speaking of skin and sack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me make sure this is right, because I don't want
to... You're about to check your balls out for some reason.
No.
Like, let me check my
balls. I just want to make sure I say this correctly, because I don't want to spread misinformation.
Yeah.
Like, the Earth is not flat. I know a lot of you guys listen to the other podcasts saying it's flat. I was kidding.
Yeah, are you about to make a oop? I feel like you're about to oop right now.
Oop what?
You're about to say something
no,
oop.
No, it's not oop. All right. Did you know...
What?
The skin on your lips is called a mucosa.
What?
This is called a mucosa.
Because?
It's different. This skin is different from your lip skin. It just had different definition.
Mucosa, is it because it gets wet?
That's sometimes? Just the name of the skin. The texture of the skin, the wrinkles on your lip skin, it's just called mucosa. And?
What?
There's also another mucosa in your body.
Butthole.
Your butthole.
Really?
Your lips skin is the same skin on your butthole.
Whoa!
Isn't that cool?
I've never seen my butthole, or at least not in a while.
Yeah. It's the same skin.
That's crazy. That's why I can make kissing sounds sometimes.
With your butthole.
Yeah, when I fart sometimes it sounds like...
Yes! It's the same sound. Oh, that's why you can make fart noises with your mouth. The same, yeah.
And then
same thing, yes.
Oh,
isn't that cool?
That's crazy. You know, I got something
that
people don't know the name of.
What?
You think you're gonna know it?
Hit me, baby.
What do you call the toothpaste that is on the toothbrush? The little nugget of toothpaste that you put on a toothbrush.
It's a different term. It's not toothpaste, right?
No, it's not toothpaste.
There's a term for that?
Yeah, it's like, you know, on like the plastic part of your shoelace is a aglet.
No, did not know that. What did you just call me?
It's called an aglet.
What? You call me?
It's not an oop. It's an aglet.
It's an aglet.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it start with the letter T, that toothpaste term?
No.
Wow. Can you give me the N?
You're not going to get it. If you get it, I'm going to be surprised.
N.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know it? Are you messing with
me? I'm trying to think, man. N. Okay. If that's a toothpaste, the toothpaste on your brush is called... A narcissus.
No, but I can tell you what it rhymes with.
Okay.
Hurdle.
It's called a nurdle.
Yeah.
Nurdle?
Yeah.
Nurdle.
Nurdle.
Like a turtle, but with an N.
Yeah. So if you like your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband, whatever, be like, hey, you want a nurdle? They'll be like, what? And be like, oh, that's what it's called.
I'm going to ask Monette that. She's a dentist.
Yeah.
If she doesn't know that, be like, give me your degree. Give me your degree. You should know that.
Yeah, you should know that. It's called a nurdle. Yeah, that's crazy. That and then you know the what the dot on a lowercase I is called?
Oh, ampersand.
No.
What?
Tittle.
Titty?
Tittle.
Tittle?
Yes.
No way.
Tittle. It's like title, but tittle.
Wait, the dot and what? The exclamation
on the
point?
Top of, yeah, the little, the upside down exclamation point. Lowercase I.
Yes,
the
with
dot
a dot.
Is called a tittle.
What's the long thing?
Lowercase I.
No. The exclamation point,
shaft.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Shaft tittle.
A shaft tittle.
All right. When you close your eyes, what color do you see?
Black.
That's not right.
Oh, okay.
There's a term for that. Color.
Okay.
It is called.
What? Huh?
You want to guess?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You said you want to guess.
I do. Give me a letter then.
Starts with an E.
E. Eclipse.
No. That's a good guess.
Excelsior.
Mm-mm.
Excalibur.
Nope.
Ecosystem.
Mm-mm.
Elephant.
Nope.
Eel.
Nope.
Electric eel.
Okay.
Elf.
Oh, no. Cold, Alex. Cold.
Elemental.
All right. You're not going to get it.
Electric.
Nope.
I don't know.
It's called Eigengrau.
That's what the color you see when you close your eyes?
Yeah, because it's not necessarily black. Because black is the absence of light. And when you close your eyes, there's still some light leaks. Even in pure darkness, you still see some kind of light leak. Because when you close your eyes at night, you see like sparkles of like whatever sometimes,
yeah.
Right? It's called Eigengrau. It's just a very, very deep shade of gray. You want to know something more mind-blowing?
No.
Come on, be fun.
Wait, you said black is the absence of light. So what is this color?
Eigengrau.
I don't know, man. Black.
Don't try to like rebuttal.
This is the color I see when I close my eyes.
This.
Maybe a little tiny hint of red.
You do, yeah. I mean, light still goes through your pupils or your eyelids.
Okay, fine. What's next? Go
ahead. Okay,
all right. Wait, are you using up all yours? Because I got a lot too.
No, I got like 25.
Whoa.
How many you got?
I got like 12.
Okay. If you close your eyes, that's Eigengrau, right?
Mm.
Close one eye. You can't see that, huh? You can't see the color.
That's crazy. I cannot
see. You cannot. Even if you want to try to see that color, you cannot.
I cannot.
You can only see this.
My brain is interpreting this, so I can't see the Eigengrau.
Yeah.
Not black.
Yeah, it's gone.
That's crazy.
It's nothingness.
I've never thought of that.
Right?
That's the first one that actually got my mind blown. You said, oh, close your eyes. I'm like, okay, I see the inside of my eyelids. I can't see the inside of that eyelid. I probably can, but my mind's not registering it.
Yeah, I'm trying my... See, yeah, I'm even looking like to the other eye with my other eye, and I cannot comprehend it.
Dang, even when I cover this eye, I just see black, but I can't see the light coming through like I can when I close both eyes.
Dude, I've been trying to do this like the past 30 minutes. I can't. It's making crazy. Me dizzy.
Whoa, you got some good facts. Mine, I feel like mine
yours
is
good.
Cool.
The towel one?
Yeah.
Hit me with another one.
How often do you think you're supposed to wash your pillow?
I'm going to go with 1 week, Alex. Same as towel.
I think I forgot. But I think it is supposed to be every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Or yeah, it's either every 2 weeks or every month, but I've never washed my actual pillow before. I just get a new one after like a year.
You do?
Yeah.
What?
Pillows are expensive these days.
They are expensive.
It's crazy.
Wait, so I haven't washed mine in 4 to 5 years. How do you... You're supposed to wash your...
Yeah, I guess the case isn't enough.
I feel disgusted.
You know,
now.
I actually recently went looking pillow shopping, right?
Yeah.
And ever since Bed Bath & Beyond shut down, I don't know where to get pillows.
Bed Bath & Beyond shut down?
Yeah. That's where all the pillows were. I'm like, yo, where do I go now? So I had to go to like these like bed stores, and they're all the pillows are like $200.
Bro, bed stores and mattress stores, they're not actually bed stores and mattress stores.
What is they is?
They're money laundering stores.
So probably sometimes.
No, all the time. You ever go to Glendale here in California and you see that whole street of mattress stores?
Like the orthopedic mattress stores, yeah.
And they're still there. We moved here 10 years ago and there's like at least 6 of them next to each other. They're still in business.
What if they get shut down and you ruin people's lives?
Remember that one time when we first moved to California.
Yeah.
And we wanted to get a massage.
Yeah.
And we went to this one massage place. Yeah. We didn't know. We were young. Very, very young. We just went on Yelp and then, oh, massage. All right, just down the road we go.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we got approached by the hostess.
Yeah.
And she wanted to check our IDs.
Yep.
We're like, what? What kind of massage place wants our IDs?
I was just, because like you hear about these stories. I used to watch Entourage in North Carolina. I was like, oh. And I didn't think it was true, but they're everywhere in California, these special massage places.
We didn't know. We didn't want a special massage.
Yeah, we both had girlfriends.
Yeah. And when they asked us, how long do you want your massage? We said, I don't know, like an hour is good, right?
And they said, no, 20 minutes.
We're I was like,
20 minutes?
What kind of bullshit 20 massage? What?
We're like, we can't, but that's not enough. And they're like, we only do 20 minutes. And then I was like, okay, well, we'll go somewhere else. And then they're like, okay, we'll do an hour.
Mm.
Yeah. And then the masseuses came out to get us.
Yeah.
They weren't wearing uniforms. They were wearing pretty dresses.
Yeah.
They just looked nice. And I was like, why? What? They come to work like this every day?
Mm-hmm.
Super weird. Still didn't click.
Yep.
Then I got to the room. We went to separate rooms.
Yep.
When I got to the room, there were signs everywhere. It says no happy endings, no filming, no extra stuff, nothing, like, everywhere. They're just like trying to make it obvious that you can't do that. And then the massage started happening.
Yes.
And how was yours?
Mine, we were both very naive. We just wanted the massage. We didn't think too much of it. But when I got to the massage, this was normal. Normal massage table.
Yep.
Except the signs.
Yeah,
like,
everywhere.
No sex,
right?
No sex. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
People do this here in California?
I was like, man, they must have some rude customers
yeah.
asking for this all the time.
But I was laying there, and then my masseuse just starts tapping on my body.
Mm-hmm.
Tappy, tappy.
Yep.
I was like, what? I'm like, can you add more pressure?
Worst massage ever.
Worst massage ever.
Mine was pretty much playing patty cake on my body. Just like, kind of just like trying to waste time for like 40 minutes. Like, I was like, what is happening right now? This is so weird.
And then when the moment finally came.
Yep.
At the very end. It wasn't even 20 minutes. Probably like 5 minutes from like the beginning.
She's really?
Like, yeah.
That was fast.
Yeah. She like looks over me. She's like, You want the happy ending?
Oh?
I was like, whoa, no, don't, no. Just regular, that's fine. I just want a regular massage. I'm okay.
And then you were probably like, why did Alex bring me here?
No, I actually found it.
Oh, like, you did?
Yes.
Wow.
And I was like, no, I got nervous. I was like, no. You can just massage my head for the rest of the time. So mm-hmm. she just massaged my head for like the
mine,
next 40
like
minutes.
For like 40 minutes, just like the worst massage ever. I didn't want to be rude and say anything, so I was like, okay, well. And then at the end, she did a gesture. She said, "Massage," and then she did the gesture that means happy ending. Mm. You know, I was like, what? And then she was like, massage? I was like, oh, no, it's okay. But I was laughing because I was like just shocked. And then she was like, oh. And then she's like, okay, I'll be right back. And she went out in the hallway and started talking to the other people, but not in English. I think it was in another Asian language.
Yeah.
And I don't know what she was saying, but it was very frantic. And I'm guessing she was like, oh, my God, they don't know. They don't know. They don't know that where they're at. And then they were like, oh, just go back in. I'm assuming, because she came back in and she's like, okay, all done. And then we're like, okay. And then I remember walking out of the room, kind of like just laughing and smiling because it was just funny. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Our first California adventure. And I remember looking down the hall and I see you come out of your room and your face is petrified.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I remember you were like, oh no, like my girlfriend. And I was like, dude, don't worry. It's funny. Like, we didn't know. She's going to think it's funny. And you were like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it made it even funnier for me because it was just, you're so innocent. You were a lot more innocent back then. So, I mean, I was too in the sense, but it was just so funny.
Yeah. Anyways, this was 2 weeks after we moved to California. And I was like, dang, California is wild.
Yeah.
And then after we got the massage, we just went to another massage and got a regular massage because we were not satisfied.
Yeah. And then I was like, I'm going to go home. And Roy's like, oh, I think I forgot something at the other massage place.
No. Everything was fine, though. That was, anyways, moral of the story, regardless if you're a masseuse place or a mattress store, what were you saying? I'm not trying to ruin your business, mattress store. Yeah. That's the moral story. But you know what? That I went actually to this ramen shop probably like a couple of years after that incident.
They tried to do it at the ramen shop?
No!
They're like, here's your ramen. No, no, you want happy ramen? You're like, no.
Okay. You want tonkatsu with bukkake? No. I'm just saying, like, I guess that masseuse parlor that we went to got shut down or something because the ramen shop took over.
Oh.
So it's a ramen shop now.
And you ate there.
I ate there.
And you were like, wow, the memories.
I was like, wow, I remember this specific corner.
Did you sit at the table where your room was? You're like, wow. Memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, I got another fact for you.
Sure.
What part of the body is the only part of the body that cannot regenerate?
That's a great question, Alex.
Human body only.
Human body that cannot regenerate?
Mm-hmm. There's only one part of your body that cannot regenerate.
I'm going to say liver.
What?
They can regenerate.
Yeah. It's easy. Just think about it. It's super easy.
Ears.
No.
Why are you...
Your ears and nose grow forever. Teeth. Yes.
Teeth.
Teeth is the only part of your body that will not regenerate.
Wow.
You lose your teeth, you're gone. You know, ears and nose actually grow forever. That's why old guys have long lobes or big noses.
Yeah.
Also,
your nose is the same size as your thumb. Did you know
that?
No,
it's not.
Everybody?
Not well,
try it.
Maybe for everybody except for me.
Yeah. Okay, maybe 60% of the world.
I bet even more.
Everybody driving and listening, do it.
Mom, do it.
Everyone close your eyes too. See
Eigen. Oh, look. You're right. Hers is. Yeah. Wow. I wonder, do I have a short nose or long fingers?
You have long fingers.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
You can point better.
Giraffes are 30% more likely to get hit by lightning.
Oh, no duh. They're taller, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know your nipples are older than your teeth?
Facts.
When you were a fetus, your nipple grew first. Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah,
duh.
You don't have teeth when you're born, but you got nip-nips.
That's true. That's true.
Do you have an innie or an outie?
I have an innie.
Me too. When I was younger, I'm pretty sure I had an innie outie. Like it went in, but then it kind of like, if you opened it and looked in, you could see it like a little mound in there. But now it's just a hole.
Oh, wow.
I think it deflated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me spit you with this fact right here.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know humans cannot tickle themselves? But there's only one way to do it.
Ooh.
Do you know how?
Butthole.
No!
What?
Nothing. Not every answer is butthole, Alex.
Well, the last one was.
It was.
Yeah. Okay, what? Wait. If you tape a feather to a tree or a wall and then you brush against it.
Mm-mm.
If you you sit on your hand till it goes numb so you can't feel it and then you tickle yourself and it's like a stranger is tickling you.
Creative, but no. That was a good answer.
I don't know then.
You just you use your tongue and you tickle the roof of your mouth.
Oh, that tickles.
That's the only way you can tickle yourself.
See? No, if I put my finger like slowly in my nose, I'm like, I guess I don't know if that tickles.
No.
If you touch your nose hairs, sometimes. Well, you got to be gentle.
Sneezy.
Gentle. Lightly.
That's just making you Oh, yeah.
It kind of tickles, right?
A little bit. But not more than you. That one, yeah. Especially in the front of the roof of the mouth.
Yeah.
Sticking your tongue in. Ugh.
That was a good fact. Okay, let's have a fact battle. That one's yours.
Go ahead.
Okay, mine is, did you know this?
No.
Identical twins.
Mm-hmm.
Identical twins, right?
Yeah.
They are identical in every way. DNA, like a lot, there's a lot that are like identical.
Yeah.
But no twins have the same fingerprints.
Oh.
Same with tongues. Tongues are completely different in every person. Very Whoa. Unique.
That is crazy to know.
So who won that one?
Oh, me.
What was yours again? Oh, tickle?
Yeah.
I guess that's pretty cool.
Too cool, yeah.
Okay, let's go again. I'm going to pick a really good all one right, then. All right. Oh, bring it.
You know, we are one of the luckiest people in the world.
You and me specifically?
Everybody.
Why? Because... So everybody's the luckiest people in the world?
Yeah.
Oh, because there's trillions of sperm we had to defeat trillions. In a marathon of life.
400 trillion.
Dang.
400 trillion. You know how much that is?
That's a lot more than one. That's
absolutely. Yeah. Winning the Powerball lottery is one and out of like 300 million.
Dang.
So 400 trillion, and each one of us here, that's lucky. Or unlucky, depending how you perceive life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy, dark truth.
Dang, that was so crazy. You made me forget mine. Hold on. What is the oldest food that we still eat today?
Onions.
You want the first or second food?
There's two?
There's the first and then the second oldest.
Food or like mixing food together to create
one ingredient.
One ingredient of food.
One ingredient of food that we still eat today. There's one that's the oldest and there's one that's close that might be older, but we're not sure.
Apple.
No.
What?
Rice is number one.
Rice?
Yeah.
But didn't Eve and Adam eat the apple? Or Eve? That's an apple. You say rice? You could have eaten rice?
I guess they must have had rice back then. I don't know.
Whoa.
Maybe they're not counting fruit. Yeah.
Rice?
Fruit sounds like that's it would be more plausible.
What's number two?
What do you think?
It's going to be a
I'll fruit. Give you a hint.
It's a fruit.
Vegetable.
Vegetable. Carrots. Lettuce.
Nope.
Spinach.
Nope.
Onions.
Nope.
Peas.
Nope.
Anchovies.
No.
Avocados.
Nope.
What?
Yellow.
Yellow squash.
No.
Vegetable is yellow. Corn.
Yep.
Corn and rice.
Yeah, those are the two oldest foods that we still eat today. There's probably older, but we don't eat them anymore.
Corn and rice together are good though.
Yeah.
Put a little salt, pepper. Ooh, that's kind of good.
I'm more about that mashed potatoes and corn. I mix those. I rarely mix food, but I will mix those.
Mashed potato and corn? Yeah.
Yeah, and starchy. I eat it. Yeah.
You're about that starch life, huh?
Yeah. Who won that one?
I don't know.
What was yours?
Mine was the lottery. Not lottery, but 400
won.
Trillion.
I think you won. That you was that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dang.
Just the number of... That's just a crazy number.
You know, if you rearrange the word boba, it spells bob, which is close to boob. I'm trying to think of a good fact. You beat me. Keep beating me.
You guys, funny. I didn't expect that.
Okay, let me see. You got one already?
Yeah, I have a whole notes
gosh,
thing.
Gosh darn, I have notes too, but...
Okay,
here. Oh, I got one. You're going to be like, okay. ooh.
You want me to start it?
Yeah, no, you keep winning because you go first.
Okay,
let me
go first.
You go first. Okay, what color is a tiger's skin?
Oh, good question. I'm going to say orange, Alex.
Nope.
Is it brown?
I don't know.
I can growl.
Hmm?
I can growl.
Go.
What?
You can growl?
I can growl.
You said I can growl. Go. No, that's not a color.
You are confusing me right now.
You're confusing me. I said, what color is a tiger's skin? And you said, I can growl. So, okay,
I can
go
growl.
Ahead.
I can growl.
I know. You just showed me.
Oh, my goodness, Alex.
What?
We just discussed what I can growl meant.
Okay, I'll tell you. You ready?
Okay.
The color of a tiger's skin is striped, just like the fur.
No way.
Yeah, if you shave a tiger, they're striped skin too.
So their skin grows hair?
No, it's just striped. It's just, their skin is striped color.
No
yeah.
way. That's
I can't
cool.
remember exactly what color, but I'm assuming it's like pink, like normal skin, and then like kind of black,
but
like stripes.
The stripes grow out of the skin that is that color.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Right? If it's the same, is it the same striped skin is the same
I'm assuming
fur?
So.
No, that's cool.
I bet if you shave the stripe, it's a different color than the orange part of it. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, we should look up a picture. Should I look up a picture?
Yeah, look up a picture of
a shaved tiger.
Shaved tiger.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, this is more like a cool fact rather than like, mind blowing. You ready?
Yeah.
I want you to try this. It is impossible. Okay?
Yo.
Impossible for someone to swallow their saliva 5 times fast. Try. Oh, that's sick. That's cool.
It is the exact same thing. It's just like skin color and then black stripes. Okay. Five times. Ready? Oh, I can't. It like fights me on the third, yeah, second, yeah, or third,
the
one.
The fourth one, you're like trying to choke.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Maybe it's like a survival mechanism.
Oh
yeah, it's just, yeah, like retaliates.
Dang, dude.
Whoa, why?
That's, I don't know.
Dang it, you win again. That's good.
I think the tiger one was cool.
I can growl.
Sheesh.
You want to hear it?
Do it. Wow. I feel bad for the people driving because people are going to be closing their eyes and closing one eye and then choking on their
thumbs. Yeah. Choking. Yeah.
Don't get in an accident. Drive responsibly, yeah, everybody.
Yeah, Tesla out. Use the autopilot.
Oh, yeah. If you don't have Tesla, then you're doomed.
Okay. I got to freaking beat you. I think it's because
I think you won that one. Striped.
Okay, I won. It's 1-2.
Okay, but
yeah, it's because I'm trying to save the good ones for last.
Oh, why not make everyone good, huh?
Okay, I got one.
Okay, you ready? You go first, I go first.
I think you gotta go first so my throat can recover.
Okay. Did you know that there are more stars in the universe
than there are buttholes?
Yes. No, there are more stars in the entire universe than there are grains of sand of all beaches of the earth.
Dang.
You know how tiny grains of sand is?
Even like a little beach has quadrillion, billion, quintillion, quintillion, decillions.
Yes.
And there's more stars?
There are more stars than there are grains of sand in all of the beaches,
what,
of the planet Earth, Alex.
That's crazy.
We are tiny compared to what is out there. And people who don't believe in aliens or there's something out there, you are wild.
I do believe there's aliens, but I don't believe that there are any beings smarter than us in our solar system. But in the rest of the universe, yes.
Yes.
And there might be aliens like other animals on other planets, but I don't think there's anything smarter than us in our solar system, which I don't think is too crazy to say.
Yeah, the Milky Way? You're talking about just the Milky Way galaxy?
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy is a giant black hole? And everything is going towards that black hole. We are right now, but we're going to be way gone. This is going to happen like 10 trillion years from now. That our little solar system will go in the middle of that black hole of the Milky Way galaxy. Pretty dark, but...
You know what else is pretty dark?
Me?
No, I kind of. Your hair. I just noticed it's still there.
What do you mean?
Your hair.
That you
cut off.
Yes.
That's crazy. Why is it still here?
Yes, everybody. I cut my hair like,
Mom, look at
2 months ago.
Can you grab that and give it to me, Mom?
And I chopped just the ponytail end of it, and it's just here.
Ew.
Yeah.
Don't let it bite you.
You still looking at that?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hair.
You can smell my shampoo.
No.
You can still smell it, I swear. You smell my shampoo from the day I washed it. It
smells like coconut.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. Is this dead? Is this considered? Well, hair is already dead. Hair, even on your head, is dead, right?
I don't know. Hair doesn't expire. I know that.
It doesn't?
It doesn't.
It just, it won't like get this. Old and gross and dusty?
Unless people eat it, like insects and parasites, that's the only way it'll go away. Otherwise,
even if we eat it, we're going to poop it out the same. Like, it doesn't deteriorate in your body.
It kind of smells good.
Keep it.
No. It's like a suppressor. Hello, can you hear me now?
Ah,
can
you know me? Aaron, he's growing his hair out, and yeah, he was like, I was like you gotta do a cool hairstyle before you go short, and he's like, no, I can't. In my vlog, I already said I was going to donate it, so I have to cut it all the way.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you're never gonna grow your hair out like this again. It's been years, and you're gonna waste this opportunity to have a dope cool haircut that you never had before. And he's like, I have to donate it. I already told my audience. So I did this.
What did you do?
I went online and I tried to find out how much can you sell your hair for. And I found this site and I found this calculator, and it said, is it virgin or non-virgin hair? That means, have you dyed it? Have you done anything chemical to it? So I put virgin because he has not done that.
Yes.
And then it says what color. I put black. Said what length. He said 10 inches is what he has to get to donate it. And he's almost there, like 9.5 inches.
Yeah.
And then it said, what is the thickness of the hair? Mm. And I was like, what? And they meant when you bunch it all together, how thick is that thing? And so you had thick hair. How, if you assumed, how thick you think it was when you put it all together like that?
It's right here. You can check.
Okay.
That thick.
So that's like an inch? A diameter?
Like this.
So that's like an inch, right? An inch and a half?
Yeah, inch and a half.
So I put, for Aaron, I put 1 inch because you had thick hair. Sure. His is a little thinner.
Uh-huh.
And I pressed enter and it said that that hair can be sold for $123.
Oh.
And like 36 cents. Oh. And I was like, Aaron, I got a plan. I really want you to do a dope haircut. Don't just go back to what you used to have because it's not going to be, it's not cool. It's not going to be something new for you. It's not going to be a new experience. So I said, just donate double 123. So 146, mm-hmm. I mean, 246. Mm-hmm. If you donate $246, that is the equivalent of double the value of your hair. And you will help two people instead of one person. And then you can have a dope haircut. Mm. And he responded and said, I can't believe you found this, did the math, and figured this out.
Oh,
I'll think about it. So I don't know if he's going to do it. But I want him to get the wolf haircut. Because I got the modern mullet and I almost got the wolf one. And I feel like
it's
mine wasn't
thing.
Long. My, no. It, his, it's like an anime character one. The one I saw. The one I sent him. It looks like an anime character. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. My hair wasn't long enough. But his is. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if he does it.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We were... Dude.
I got distracted by your hair.
No. We were talking about space, black hole. You know what else is dark? Black hole. We're going to the... Oh, we're talking about black holes. Milky Way.
Hmm. Is the black hole the universe's butthole?
No, that's the mucosa.
It's the mucosa hole.
The mucosa of the universe.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's true though. Like black holes the buttholes of the universe.
Buttholes excrete. Or no. Buttholes excrete. Black holes... insert.
Wait, if buttholes excrete, that means we are inside of a butt. We're inside of a butt.
So the black holes will excrete us somewhere else?
Yeah.
We are the intestines of the universe.
What if each of us inside our buttholes have a universe?
Oh.
And we're living in somebody else's butthole right
That's
now.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
I hope it's not Jennifer Lawrence's butthole.
Why?
She's stinky.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Apparently, comets,
yeah.
They smell like rotten eggs.
Because sulfur and the fire?
Yeah.
Oh, you know when you burn a human body, it smells like pork?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why is my mouth watering?
Because you want human body.
No, I like pork.
Don't try to bend the truth.
No.
Don't try to warp it like a black hole.
You know, polar bear's fur is what color?
Black.
No, that's their skin.
Oh, fur.
Their skin is
black. Oh, yeah, it is black.
What's their fur color?
White.
Wrong. It's clear.
How?
It's clear, but then through illusion, like it's clear, but then it's also hollow. So then something with luminescence and light can get trapped in the hollow hair follicle, and then it appears as white so that they can blend in with the snow around them. But even at the zoo, they're still white because the light going in produces luminescence to create the illusion that it's white, but it's actually clear.
Whoa.
And hollow.
So it's like a prism.
Yeah, well, I know that they have the outside fur and then the inside fur. I'm not sure what the color of the inside fur is. It might be white, but the top outside
is clear.
Long layer is clear. Yeah, the outer layer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, what you got? You gonna beat me?
I said the stars facts.
Oh yeah, you win then.
Really?
Yeah.
The polar bears are cool though.
So wait, there's more stars than sperm I defeated?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
Dang.
Isn't that crazy?
Does that just mean we're faster or luckier? Like we swim faster or like... It's so when there's an egg and
a race though.
When the sperm... you have to be strongest to get through the egg?
I think it's just whoever gets to the egg.
First?
Yeah.
So then it's speed.
I don't know if it's speed. But it's just persistence. I don't know. I think... Because I don't think when sperm does sperm stuff, sperm has a brain... I don't think sperm has a brain to be like, oh, I'm going to be the fastest one there.
They only have like one.
They just kind of flow.
Oh, so they don't.
Yeah, right.
You know, the smaller the animal, the more different, not in every situation, but time moves differently for different animals because time is based on how fast your brain can process. So if they have a smaller brain, then everything's slower to them because they have to process at that speed.
Whoa.
So if somebody has a faster brain than us, then they can see they're faster. We're actually slow.
So elephants perceive time as faster
just because they're bigger? Well, do they have bigger brains?
I'm not sure.
Ostriches have bigger eyes than their brain.
True. So ants perceive time as very, very slow.
Yeah.
But they don't last long. Oh, because...
You know they don't have lungs?
Ants?
Yeah.
How do they breathe?
They breathe through something else. I can't remember. It's like spinal bifida. Something like that. Spirolacity.
Wait, so turtles,
they just don't have lungs.
Turtles, right? They're smaller than us.
Yeah.
That means they perceive time slower, but they live longer. So does that mean they're in jail? They're just living in a mindset where they just
don't know. I don't think it's like every single one, but yeah. If they process slower, like apparently salamanders have slow brains.
Oh.
You know why when you try to swat a fly with your hand, they usually fly away?
Because they're faster than your hand?
No.
Why?
Because they see in slower, so they see it coming. But also, when you use your hand, air can't travel through your hand, so they feel the air before you get to them. And they can use that to launch off. But that's why when you use a fly swatter, it has a bunch of holes in it. Because so the air, they can't feel the air, and they get caught.
Dang, that makes sense. So you're saying if I poke holes in my hand, they won't feel my hand.
Yes.
Whew.
One time I was like this with a fly and I got up to it against the wall and I had my flicking finger out.
Yeah.
And I was like this and I got really close and the fly was watching here and I was like, and I caught it with my index finger.
No way.
If you're an audio listener, it's probably hard for you to imagine, but visual. Yeah. I was like
this.
Yeah. So he thought he's going to get hit. And then I just went, and I caught him.
You diverted it.
Have you ever caught a fly?
No.
I like to catch flies.
How does that feel?
Sometimes I'll find a fly in my house and I'll catch it in a cup or like the paper cup thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'll put it in my bathroom and let it fly and close the door. And then I'll just try to catch it with my bare hands. And I've done it.
Yeah.
It's not as hard as you think.
How do you do it? If they feel the air drag with your hand.
Well, the easiest ones are the fat ones. So if you can get it fat, if there's a fly that's been in your house for a while and he's heavy and slow.
Yeah.
That's the easiest ones to catch. And it's the most fun to catch. And so when you're in there, you just got to stand there and then you got to kind of watch it go by and then you have to catch it. You have to figure out its trajectory and catch it where you think it's going to be. Probably like 2 inches in front of where you think it's going to be. And then close your hand and then you just like, and then open it. There's a video on TikTok.
Yeah.
Where I caught it.
I saw that.
And then I opened it. And then it was on my finger. And I was like, I did that. And I was like, yeah, watch me. I catch flies. And then I went like this and it flew away.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'm going to try that.
I'm
going to fan up a fly.
It's fun.
I'll start with bumblebees first because they're big.
Yeah, I don't know. They can get stinged.
They go smaller. I mean, it's fast. It's a slow.
What if we do a video where we get a bunch of flies and we get a clear box case? And we got to see how many you can catch in a minute.
Oh my God. That sounds amazing. I don't think anyone's ever done that, Alex. I will be down.
It's super fun. We should practice first, but then we should do it.
You know, when they do like the special intramurals, not intramurals, but they like bring in the cash, mm-hmm. floaty cash thing
yep,
with
yep,
the money.
Yep, yep.
Just fill that thing with flies.
Just like that.
And just go like this.
Yeah. You just need a little bit more space so you don't punch the wall because you got to be fast. Like,
okay. Yes. Who won this? Did we say a fact? I've been so interested in your fat flying story.
You should do it. It's so fun.
I will.
We should just retire and just catch flies. We'll just travel the world and catch different flies. We'll catch Filipino flies and Indian flies.
And eat rice
Canadian
and eat corn.
Flies. Yes.
And then think about the oceans and grains.
Yeah. And then we'll just live in the butt.
Let me see. Oh, here we go. Here's one. Hold on. Doctors.
Oh, polar bears is my last one. What's yours? Doctors?
Wait. Oh, did I say one? I don't remember.
Oh, maybe this is the one compete with my polar bear one.
Oh, polar bear. Doctors.
Yeah.
What? Let me ask you this. What are the reasons for doctors?
To heal.
Mm-hmm.
And done.
That's it?
To heal and to spread knowledge, correct medical knowledge to the world.
To heal and to save lives, right?
Yes. That's, and spread medical knowledge. No?
That's incorrect.
To make money.
No.
To, I don't know.
Doctors, they only exist to help you prolong your life. They don't save it.
Oh.
They just help you live longer. That's it.
But they also heal.
They heal.
To help you live longer.
To help you live longer.
Ah.
They don't save your life.
They don't. But if you're about to die, they can.
Hmm?
If you're in danger, they can save your life.
Yeah, but they also prolong your life.
Oh, but their main thing is to prolong it.
Yeah.
To make it longer or to let you live?
Like, let you live longer.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. No matter what they do, they prolong your life.
You know why Coca-Cola tastes better at McDonald's?
What? Because they use cocaine.
No.
I know this fact.
No, that's Coke. Coke used to use cocaine in the beginning, but not anymore.
Why? Why does it taste better at McDonald's?
Because McDonald's is the oldest partner of Coca-Cola in the fast food industry. In 1955, they partnered with them, and they have been partnered with them ever since. Other retailers, when they get the Coca-Cola syrup from the Coca-Cola company, they get it in plastic bags. McDonald's started a long time ago, and they received theirs in stainless steel containers, which is why their soda tastes different than other fast food restaurants.
Oh, I like that one. I think you won that one.
That's a good one?
Yeah. But to be fair, you said polar bear, though.
So polar bear. Okay, oh yeah, so you got to do one to compete with my Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay. Who won the last one? Polar bear?
What was yours?
Doctor Living Long.
Yeah, polar bear for
polar
sure.
Polar bear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Coca-Cola?
Yeah, at the end of this, we're definitely ADHDing out, so we're not going to have the score. But if you could comment the score down below, that would be awesome.
And if you're an audio listener, just blur it out while you're driving.
Yeah.
We'll hear you.
Yeah, just say it really loud. Wait, open your window and say it out the window.
McDonald's partnered up with Coca-Cola back in 1955. That's when they used cocaine. So maybe they do have like cocaine in their
maybe.
Coke. That's why it's so good.
And have you ever had cocaine?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
No. Not with my mom here.
You know, do you like the smell of gas?
Yeah. And rubber glue and gasoline and just all the things. Sharpie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it all.
Well, if you like that, you are 80% more likely to do drugs and harder drugs eventually.
Dang, makes sense.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
80% more.
You don't like it?
It's okay. I'm not like, ugh. I enjoy like the smell of my butthole sometimes.
Yeah.
Like when it's addicting.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you like...
You're like, I made that. That's mine.
Yeah. Bodily, my own body fluids smell good to me.
I like the taste of blood.
I do too, actually.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's like steak.
Yeah, you got something on your shirt.
Yeah, who won?
Wait, oh, Coke and...
I guess. What did I say?
Butthole, something about smelling your butt.
Cocaine. Oh, no, not cocaine. Drugs.
Drugs.
Gasoline, the smell of gas.
Oh, no, I think mine's cooler.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it too.
All right, I get that point. Oh, dang. Oh, whoa. Oh, I got one.
Wait.
Whoa, I'm running out though. I only got one. I only got one more.
What?
Oh, but I have a cool thing.
Okay, here. All right. You've been winning, so let me go first.
Okay.
All right. So people,
A
lot of people mix left from right.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm.
You tell them to go left, they go right. Vice versa.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Kids or adults?
Just people in general.
You do the L thing.
Yeah. Well, you do it right, but some people don't know.
Oh.
Well, how come people don't mix up and down?
Because it's not interchangeable.
Same with left and right.
No, left and right is interchangeable.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean it's interchangeable?
It's hard. It's like, oh, left or right. They're both to the side. One is up and one is down. You can't mix up and down, but you can mix side to side because it's a side or another side.
Which yeah, but side that's the upside. That's the downside.
Yeah, but up is up and down is down. And
yeah, left is left, right is right.
But side and side are confusing if you're a baby.
We're talking about people.
Okay, I don't know. Why is that?
I don't know. That's just a fact. Oh. People mix up left and right, but never up and down.
Oh.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, I always, you know what I mix up? Is north and south and east and west. Because north is like... Not, this is not north. Up is not north. If you lay down, if you lay down, then up is north. Maybe.
If you lay down up?
No, if you're standing up, up is not north. But if you lay down, then up might be north. Like if you're laying down, then this is up now. That might be north, but it might not be. It's a 1 out of 4 chance.
But so you're basing north from how your head is oriented?
Or, well, if you're standing up, that's not north. You think everybody's like, north is up. It's like, no, it's not. No, unless that's you're laying
Milky
down.
Way. Milky Way is
yeah,
up.
But north, like North America.
Yeah.
Compared to South America.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. Like, if they're like, oh, North America or north is that way. And it's like, oh, that's confusing because I feel like north should be up.
Oh, like Canada.
Yeah.
Canada's
But which way
us.
Is Canada? That way? That way?
In that the map, way? It's that way. Up.
Yeah, on the map.
Oh.
But then in real life, I'm a guess that...
North is this way.
I think it's this way.
Yeah, it is that way.
Okay, I'm going to look up a compass.
You know, if you sleep with your head facing north, you get a better sleep.
Just why? Just
because the magnet... it's something with the poles. So the poles lift your blood towards your head, which give you a better sleep.
Okay, I'm going to download this compass just so we can see if you have directional capabilities in your body. Okay, which way do you think is north?
North is this way.
That is accurate.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because the sun rises from this way. This is east, and that's west.
What?
South is over here.
How'd you know?
Geography. I don't know. Sometimes when I drive, I keep in mind where's north.
Wait, so the sun comes up in the where?
On the east side.
So if it comes up from there and it goes down in the west, that's how you know where north is. That's smart. Yeah, people that's should know that.
You should know that.
You should tell more people.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Whenever you buy a house, make sure it's facing east. You know why? Because it's good luck because the sun rises from the east. And you want the sun... to hit the entrance of your house, which spreads good vibes.
Whoa.
Yep.
Out of the top 5 mountains in the world, what is the number 1 tallest mountain?
Kilimanjaro.
No.
Mount Everest.
No. What place is Mount Everest in the top 5 tallest mountains?
What place?
Yes. If it's not first, what place is it?
I feel you're going to hit me with a mind-blowing. I'm going to say 8.
Third.
Okay.
That means there's 2 mountains, and they are twin mountains. And where do you think they are located?
Oh, I know. In the ocean.
Yes. But where in the world, though? It's still in a place. It's just everybody thinks Mount Everest. It is the tallest on land.
Yes.
But there are 2 mountains near each other that are over double the height of Mount Everest. Just the other half is under the water.
Is it in Challenger Deep?
It is in Hawaii.
Is it the islands?
It's I don't know. I forgot the name. It starts with
Honolulu
a K.
Honolulu is a mountain?
No. But there's 2 mountains, and they're both in Hawaii, and they're called Twin Mountains, and they are taller. They're double the height of Mount Everest if you count the part that's underwater.
Well, damn, V.
That's crazy. Dang. I thought that Mount Everest was second, because I knew there was a mountain, but I didn't know there was 2.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I want to see where this is in the map.
Are we going to climb Mount Everest one day?
I
feel like you're going to talk me into it one day.
Kind of. You know what's crazy? I've been watching documentaries of people climbing Everest. It's doable.
I know. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah. You just got to practice your cold plunges and
how long does it take again?
I don't know, but a lot of people die towards the top. Called the death zone.
Dang.
Yeah.
Let's just not do that.
What's the point of climbing?
No, I mean, let's climb it, but let's just not die.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I like it.
Let me see how long it, on average, it takes to climb Mount Everest.
2 hours.
No.
It's a tall mountain. Let me see.
Average time to climb Mount Everest. What do you think? What's your guess?
I'm going to say...
Round trip.
Round trip.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 32 hours.
It takes 19 days round trip just to trek to and from the Everest base camp.
Oh, right. That's a long time.
And then once at Everest base camp, then it takes an average of 40 days to climb to the peak.
Oh,
that's too long. I thought it was like a 5-day thing. I'm not trying to do 40 days and then 19 days just to get to the bottom of it.
There's this hike I want to do in the Grand Canyon. It's 21 miles long.
Yeah, we can do that one.
End, you and go to the other end. It takes like... I don't know, like 18, 19 hours to do.
But super hard. It's like hills.
Yeah, a lot of hills.
Super steep.
Doable.
21 miles.
It's not Mount
Everest. I heard people die. I actually just watched a documentary on Grand Canyon. And they said, I think it's like, I can't remember, but they said every year people not only fall in because it's forever eroding. So they get to the edge thinking it's cool. Then they slip, like one of the rocks give out. They die. But they said a lot of people will climb down not realizing that they're just so curious and so excited to be there that they have to climb back up.
Oh.
And they don't make it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, they said that mules are the most commonly used animal to go up and down because they have more stamina than a horse. And they're a mixture of a horse and a donkey.
That's me.
You're a horse donkey?
I'm a mule.
You're a mule.
That's all we got today for you folks. Let us know what you want us to talk about on the next podcast.
Or what guests you want us to have on, because we got options. You want my mummy?
Oh, she's looking at you. She's like, better not.
You know, we do have a lot of people. I want to eventually have Tara on. We had Alexis on. I want to have my mom on one.
Yep.
We can have Andrew and talk about his first year of college. Relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Relatable.
My sister wants to be on.
Oh.
She just wants to talk about growing up with us.
She's just a big oop.
Big oop? Nah, she's not a big oop.
She's kind of, she oops sometimes.
She's
never ooped before?
She wasn't oops, baby.
No.
Same with Andrew.
But I feel like out of all your siblings, maybe you and her are the oop.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like her more.
No.
You guys look more alike than your other siblings.
Do we?
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Has she ever been in a video before?
Yeah, in Guava Juice.
Oh.
Been a lot.
Yeah, so. I wonder if people are like, man, I kind of want to see what his sister looks like. Yeah. Don't look it up. We'll have her on a podcast.
Oh, yeah. I'm Alex.
I'm Roy.
And we'll see you next Monday.
Okay.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.